Whoa, dudes, Michelangelo here from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the original one. Yeah, and you are listening to Canned Air Podcast. It happens to be a tribute to comics and pop culture like yours truly, Cowabunga!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Canned Air, your tribute to comics and pop culture. I am Jeremy Colley, and I've got a different episode for you this week, as you can tell by the cover art. I'm alone in the studio here, and this April 18th, the same day this episode is going to be released, is Record Store Day 2020. And for those of you who don't know what Record Store Day is, it's a day that was actually conceived by a few different record store owners, I'd say about 12, 13 years ago, as a way to not only celebrate, the art of the vinyl record or whatever, but to help bring people in and support these stores who are still selling this old-style music. So this is going to be the first one my friends and I have missed in years because of the quarantine. And I know we're not alone. There's a lot of you out there who are missing out on Record Store Day. So what I thought I would do for you guys in this episode is go through my record collection and pull out a lot of vinyls that I've actually acquired on past Record Store Days and just play some of the songs for you and tell you the stories behind them. Some of them are songs you'll know. Some of them are songs you won't know. Some are related to the show somehow. Some are from my childhood, and some I'm just discovering by picking up these records. That's the beauty of going out on Record Store Day, finding new music that sometimes you just can't even find digitally. And that's another thing. All the music you're going to hear today is not going to be like an MP3 thrown in of a song that's on one of these records. I've got the record player hooked up here, and we're doing this WKRP in Cincinnati style, where every song I play for you, every song you hear is going to be coming through a needle. And some of these records are in pretty good condition, so you may not hear a lot of pop and hiss, but other ones are real dirty and real gritty, and boy, are you going to hear the pop and hiss on those. I know some of you really dig that if you're into vinyl records. So if a song comes on that you're not into or not feeling, the great thing about a podcast is you have that little button on most players you listen through that lets you skip 15 to 30 seconds ahead. If you don't like a song, skip ahead to the next one, because I guarantee there's probably going to be something in here you can get down on. But before we start all this, don't forget to find us on Twitter at CannedAirPod and on Instagram at Canned_Air. And if you like what we're doing, please head over to patreon.com/CannedAirPod, where for $5 a month, you can show your support, help support the show, and in return, get access to the Canned Air Patreon Pod, a podcast we do only for our paid patrons. And we're about to do our next month will be our 30th episode. So just getting in at $5, you get access to 30 episodes that you don't have already. That's a lot of binging to do. So again, patreon.com/CannedAirPod. Don't forget to find us also on RedlineRadioLLC.com. We are syndicated now. We are playing on that station Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. in the morning. Old past episodes of Canned Air, so you can check us out there too. And I believe they do a Facebook stream during the day a little bit later. So be sure to check that out. Again, RedlineRadioLLC.com. And with all that being said, let's blow off some dusty records and get right to it. This is very exciting for me to be doing. I have always loved the radio DJ. I grew up listening to Casey Kasem's, you know, Casey's Top 40. Loved listening to Breakfast with the Beatles. Just loved the sound of a DJ. And, you know, before Canned Air had even been thought up, the original concept for a podcast was going to be trying to find garage bands, local musicians that want to get their music showcased, and they could do so through our show. I never got that off the ground, obviously, but now here's an excuse for me to pretend to be a DJ for a few minutes. Now, every year on Record Store Day, an artist or a band is picked to be the ambassador for Record Store Day. And in the past, we've seen artists like Ozzy, Dave Grohl, Chuck D, Iggy Pop, Metallica, and the list goes on. It looks like the 2020 ambassador is to be Brandi Carlile this year. But the one ambassador that really stands out to me is Mr. Jack White of the White Stripes. I really couldn't think of a better person to be an ambassador. He was the ambassador in 2013, And, you know, he's owns a record store, owns a record label, makes tons of records. Who better, right? So the first song I'm going to play for you guys today is a single of Mr. Jack White's that I picked up the year he was ambassador. It's from the album Blunderbuss. This is 16 Saltines. Right, and once again, that was 16 Saltines from the Jack White album Blunderbuss. All right, this next song you guys are definitely going to know, and if you don't know, then shame on you. I don't know how you couldn't know this song, especially if you like vinyl at all. But it's a Beatles song. When Record Store Day comes around, you can't help but think of the Beatles. At least I can't, especially when you're out there looking through old Beatles albums and you can see evidence of where people have been looking for their copy of the Butcher album that somehow everyone else missed over. And if you don't know what the Butcher album is, I'll go into that a little bit later. But first, I want to start. This is one of those songs that I said is going to have something to do with the show. I'm going to be playing Come Together from the Beatles' Abbey Road album. And some of our hardcore listeners might remember back in episode 139, we welcomed Tom Snyder to the show, who is the creator of the show from the 90s on Comedy Central, Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist. And he just came on the show, told us his whole story through entertainment, his career. It was amazing. I can't recommend listening to that enough. But one of the things he told was that a few years before Abbey Road came out, he and his friends had a band called Toe Jam Football, and they had submitted a demo to Apple Records, which was the record company that John Lennon and Paul McCartney had started. You know, they were looking for new artists from around the world, and Tom got a letter back saying, you know, thank you for your submission, but it's not exactly what we're looking for. And a few years later, when Abbey Road came out and Come Together came out, the lyric Toe Jam Football was in there. Now, that's crazy, right? Inadvertently inspiring a Beatles lyric. I mean, what are the odds that the Beatles would come up with Toe Jam Football on their own? They didn't. They took it from this guy. So here it is from the Beatles album Abbey Road, Come Together.
We'll be right back.
right, everyone. And once again, that was The Beatles, Come Together. Now, another album that I found a few years back that I was so freaking happy to find is an album that contains a song that used to open up the Drew Carey Show. It was redone by the Presidents of the United States then, but my God, I love the song. And then when I found the record from the original artist who did it, I was even more excited. It comes from the album You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic from Ian Hunter. And being here in Ohio, it seems like Cleveland is the one getting hit the hardest by the pandemic. So this one goes out to you guys. Here is Cleveland Rocks.
Hello, everybody. Hi, all tonight. This is Alan Freed, the old king of the Moondoggers. And it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions as you enjoy the Moondog Show.
Once again, that was Cleveland Rocks by Ian Hunter from the album You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic. Freaking love that song. And after hearing it, I would expect you guys would know why. All right, for our next song, nothing special, no big story here. This is just an album I found on Record Store Day about 4 or 5 years ago that I couldn't resist. And the only way these guys came on my radar, I mean, I've heard their songs before, obviously, but I'm a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan, so anything that says Turtles on it, I'm going to gravitate toward. And that's exactly what happened. I found the Turtles' Golden Hits that has a lot of songs on here you're going to know. The one I'm about to play for you, though, here, you'll definitely know. And again, if not, where the hell have you been? If you don't know this one, I guarantee you still know it. So here is the Turtles with Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Alright everyone, and once again, that was Happy Together by the Turtles from the Golden Hits vinyl. This next song, again, is nothing super special. It's actually something I discovered on Record Store Day. An album called Queen of the Night by the Michael Wynn Band. Now, some of you probably know who Michael Wynn is. I had no idea. And if I recall, when I was looking around on Apple Music, wasn't able to find a whole lot of stuff. But it looked like an interesting album. It was a dollar, and hey, why not? I'll take a chance for a dollar. But another thing that's special about this album that I love, I used to work at a record store back in the day. I mean, not vinyls. I was selling CDs, though. And we would get copies of CDs that would come from record companies that, for us to play in-store. And all these CDs either had a gold stamp on the front that said not for resale, or it had a hole drilled through the corner or something. And this album is one of those demonstration albums, those promo albums that was not for resale, and it has a big gold stamp up in the corner. Demonstration, not for sale. But if you guys are ever out buying vinyls and you find one that has a corner chopped off or a hole drilled through the side, or you actually have that stamp on it, that's what's happening. That's why that corner's been cut off, so they couldn't resell it. Some of you probably already knew that, but I guarantee some of you probably didn't. But anyway, once again, from the album Queen of the Night by the Michael Wynn Band, here is Don't Need Nobody.
Much too heavy.
All right, and once again, that was Don't Need Nobody from the album Queen of the Night, the Michael Wynn Band. And as the song was playing, I was looking at the back of the album here and seeing that it was produced by Ariola Records. Ariola Records, yeah. Never heard of them before. But anyway, moving right along to our next song. As our fans know, any of our listeners know, I am a huge fan of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and I have been for years. They taught me how to sing, how to play guitar, just such a huge influence on my life. And though I have all their albums, whenever I'm out on record store day rooting through old vinyls, I always stop by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers just to see what there is. And it's always fun to pick up an album you already have, but on vinyl. And that's exactly what I did. I picked up Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Long After Dark, and I gotta say, it's in pristine condition. I love this thing. But as anybody knows, Tom Petty was one hell of a wordsmith, great American songwriter. I think it was James Brown who said he hated Tom Petty, in a joking way, of course, because Tom could say in two sentences what it would take him to say in two pages. And that is just so true about Tom's music. So few words to get a big message across, and I think this is a great example of that. One of my all-time favorite songs, again from the album Long After Dark, this is You Got Lucky. And once again, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with You Got Lucky from the album Long After Dark. I think that was from 1982. What a great album. You guys should really check it out. Can't recommend it enough. You know, through the 80s, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were not only producing a lot of their own material, but they were helping out a lot of other musicians, too. They went on tour with Bob Dylan as his backing band and may have even, you know, shared a joint tour. Who else? I know the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were a backup band for Johnny Cash on one of his albums. I can't remember which. But the next song I have for you here is an album by Del Shannon called Drop Down and Get Me. And this was produced by Tom Petty. Tom Petty was a great fan of Del Shannon. If you're not sure of who he was, he did the probably best known for the 1961 hit Runaway. You'd know it if you heard it, if the name isn't ringing a bell. But this is an album I'm not very familiar with. Again, just found it out on Record Store Day. And after listening to it, you can definitely tell it's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers doing all the music for Del Shannon. So I found a good song on here and thought you'd like it. And now that I'm looking at this record, like I said earlier, this is one of those that has a hole drilled through the corner. So this was also a demonstration in-store play album. So without any further ado, once again, this is from the Del Shannon album, Drop Down and Get Me. This is the song Life Without You.
Want you so much, drives me crazy. Cuts me deep when you turn away. I got a dream, it's just a picture. Picture of you without me.
And once again, that was Life Without You from the Del Shannon album, Drop Down and Get Me. All right, for the next song here is coming from a band that everyone's definitely heard of, even if you haven't heard them, from the band Kiss. And while I was out, I found for a few dollars on Record Store Day one year the Hotter Than Hell album. And I'm not a Kiss aficionado by any means. I like some of their hits, but that's about it. For the most part, I don't know. I just don't see them as great songwriting. Kind of generic, I guess. I don't know. There's probably some Kiss Army members out there that want to cut my throat right now. And I apologize if that's the case. But anyway, I picked this album up. It's such a cool looking album. And I was listening to it. And track three on side one, I really kind of took to, called Going Blind. So here it is from the Kiss album, Hotter Than Hell, Going Blind. And again, from the Kiss Hotter Than Hell album, that was Going Blind. Now, right behind this album when I bought it, the Hotter Than Hell album, was the Gene Simmons Kiss album. And for those of you who don't know what that is, there was a period in Kiss's career where they wanted to kind of break free independently and kind of write their own solo albums, but they, at the same time, they didn't want to break up the band. So they made all their solo albums kind of under the moniker of the band. And so four albums came out, each all of them black with Kiss up in the upper left corner, but each one had their face on it with all their solo material. And by far the best one was Ace Frehley's with New York Groove. My God, what a good song. If you don't know it, go listen to it. And I wish that would have been the album I found, but unfortunately the one I found was Gene Simmons. And I would have typically turned this away because anything Gene Simmons writes typically is not good. I don't know if he wrote the one that we just heard, Going Blind. I know that was him singing, so maybe he did. Maybe it isn't all bad, but most of what I heard is pretty fucking horrible. But there was the last, and again, I've never heard this album, but there was the last song that caught my attention on side two When You Wish Upon a Star. Now that I had to hear. So I bought the album, I think it was a dollar, and brought it home. And now you're going to hear it if you haven't. Here it is from his solo album, Gene Simmons, When You Wish Upon a Star. When You Wish Upon a Star, from the Gene Simmons solo album. This next song is off an album I wouldn't normally have picked up. It's an Elvis album, and I have nothing against Elvis. I like Elvis, but typically, I guess kind of like Kiss, when I do listen to Elvis, I'm listening to a greatest hits. I don't go much deeper than that. I don't know a lot of deep Elvis cuts. But I picked up the soundtrack from the Elvis movie Kissin' Cousins. And I bought this because one of the co-stars in this movie, alongside Elvis Presley, is Yvonne Craig, who she did some ballet dancing, she made a couple appearances on Star Trek, but she's best known for being Batgirl in the Adam West Batman series in the 60s. And I bought this hoping that maybe she was singing with him on a track or two, but no, it's a straight-up Elvis album. But I do recommend that you go back and hear our interview with her. It was one of the last interviews she did before she passed, and she was such a sweet person. And she also tells stories about hanging out with Elvis, because not only were they co-stars on this movie, they were friends. And I don't even know if they may have even dated for a short time. They were pretty close, but she had some pretty cool stories to tell. And that was all the way back in episode 58, we first aired that. But I re-aired it again in episode 162. So you'll have to dig back a little bit farther to find that one. So from the soundtrack by Elvis Presley for his movie Kissin' Cousins, here is the song Kissin' Cousins.
She's as cute as she can be. She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me. We kiss all night. I speak is her tight. But we're kissing cousins. That's what makes it alright. Oh, I've got a gal and she taught me how to live. She can give a lot and she's got a lot to give. We kiss all night.
I squeeze her tight. Oh, we'll kiss and cuddle, and that's what makes it all right, all right, all right, all right. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe, because we're children of Adam and Eve. I got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing cousins, and that'll make it all right, all right, all right. We'll be kissing cousins, that'll make it all right. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. And we'll be kissing cousins, and they'll make it all right, all right, all right, all right. We'll be kissing cousins, they'll make it all right.
Once again, Elvis Presley with Kissin' Cousins. And while we're listening to soundtracks, I have another one here I'm just going to pull out really quick. I was so excited to find this album. It's the soundtrack to the movie Ben that was done by Michael Jackson when he was just a little boy. And I had to pick it up. I had to pick it up. Ben is the movie that was remade into the movie Willard, I believe in the early 2000s. Didn't come out too good. It was with Crispin Glover, but... about the guy who can control and command all the rats. I've never seen the original one that this is the soundtrack for, but being a Michael Jackson fan, had to pick it up. And if you're a fan of MJ, you might want to jump back to one of our previous episodes, episode 135, where we welcomed Devin Rattray. And you probably know him best as Buzz from Home Alone, Kevin's older brother. And man, that was such a fun episode. Great talking with him. Such a good guy. But he told us stories of hanging out with Michael Jackson on set with Macaulay Culkin. And he got to interview him on his video camera. Just told about his whole experience and told just a lot about Michael Jackson from his time with him. It was a really cool conversation. I recommend you check it out. Again, episode 135. So I'm going to stop blabbing here and just turn it over from side one, track one of the Michael Jackson album, the Ben soundtrack. Here is Ben.
We'll see.
And once again, that was Michael Jackson with Ben from the soundtrack to the movie Ben. All right, the next song I'm going to do is another Beatles song. This is from the Beatles album Yesterday and Today. And for anyone who knows anything about the Beatles, especially when it comes to vinyl albums, this one is notorious for holding some value, at least very select copies of it are. Most of you probably already know this, but when this album came out, it originally had the cover of the Beatles in butcher smocks, and they were covered in raw meat and baby doll parts. And a lot of people thought this album cover was too controversial, so they just made a new album cover with the Beatles just sitting like on this trunk. And what they did was they made a sticker of it and put it over the old album. And if you are able to find one of these albums that have the new cover stickered over the old one, it's quite valuable, quite valuable. But it's funny because when you're out on Record Store Day or just record shopping in general and you look through the Beatles albums and you find this Yesterday and Today album, pull it out, because 9 times out of 10 you're going to find the cover ripped off at one corner for someone seeing if this album is their lucky lottery ticket. This is one such album I have right here. The corner is all fucked up from where someone thought they had struck gold, but alas, they did not. So I'm just picking one of my favorite songs off of this album. This is for all of our listeners who are big fans of Sleep. This is I'm Only Sleeping. I'm Only Sleeping from the Beatles album Yesterday and Today. All right, we're going to switch gears here for a little bit and look at a couple novelty albums I picked up. The first one being, I think, an album I picked up on my very first Record Store Day. I've had it for a long time. But growing up, in the mid to late 80s, the California Raisins were the shit, and I was all about them. Loved the California Raisins, and I actually have some of them here on my toy shelf because I still got to have them. I love those little guys. They were awesome. But back in the day, there was a claymation been probably about a half hour special. It was called Meet the Raisins, a spin on, you know, Meet the Beatles. And what it was a claymation, kind of like VH1's Behind the Music before there was Behind the Music. It was a claymation special that showed them from childhood and how they got their start as musicians. And all the songs that they played throughout this were old Motown hits from like Stevie Wonder, The Temptations. Well, the one I'm going to play for you here is off this album called Meet the Raisins. And it's a cover of the old Capitol song Cool Jerk, but of course, as done by the California Raisins. I would encourage you to get on YouTube and check out that special because it used to be on there in its entirety, but it seems like ever since YouTube has done their streaming thing, it's disappeared, and you can find clips of it on there, clips of the songs from it, but it seems like the whole thing is gone, unless I'm just overlooking it. I don't know. But anyway, on with the song. This is the California Raisins with Cool Jerk. Once again, Cool Jerk, originally by the Capitals, but covered here by the California Raisins from the Meet the Raisins soundtrack. Now, I would say most people that grew up as a child with a record player in the house probably had the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas album. Most people did. I know I did, and I listened to the hell out of it, even out of season. I loved Alvin and the Chipmunks growing up, and in the 80s there was the cartoons, and boy, they were just a lot of fun. And it's funny looking back to think about just three guys singing into a mic and speeding it up to, you know, make their voices real high like chipmunks What a entertainment revolution that was at one point in time. Seems so simple now. Anyone can make a chipmunk track, but at one point, it was pretty damn impressive. Anyway, when I was out looking for records, I found a Alvin and the Chipmunk album I had never heard of from the year I was born, 1981, the Urban Chipmunk album, featuring Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, which is obviously a take on Urban Cowboy, but it has Alvin in a cowboy hat and a vest on the front, sipping on a root beer, and it's all country covers by Alvin and the Chipmunks. So I decided I was going to pick one of my favorites on here and play it for you guys now. So from the Alvin and the Chipmunks album, Urban Chipmunk, here is On the Road Again. Alvin and the Chipmunks from the Urban Chipmunk album On the Road Again. Now here is a song I am throwing in here just because I'm such a fan of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and this is another album I picked up on Record Store Day, Let Me Up, I've Had Enough. And when I took the record out, it was actually warped and deformed, but lucky for me, the song I wanted was still able to play okay. So here's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with How Many More Days.
Please don't smile. Please don't play around with this heart of mine.
From the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Let Me Up, I've Had Enough, How Many More Days? And here's another kind of Just Because song. I still have out the album Michael Jackson Ben, and when I'm sitting here looking at it, the first track on side two is My Girl. And I just love that song. Again, love those Motown hits, so why not play it? And so here it is, from the soundtrack to Ben, Michael Jackson with My Girl. Once again, from the Ben soundtrack, that was Michael Jackson with My Girl. All right, this next song is an album that I just picked up out of the dollar bin at Used Kids Records. And typically what they do, if they have an album in there, they'll put a little sticker on it and write what the maybe the big single was from the album, which is very, very helpful. I'm really glad they do that. And if you've never checked out Used Kids Records in Columbus, check it out. You won't be disappointed. But I picked up an album by The Tubes. And there's a song on here. The sticker on the front says the single is called White Punks on Dope. And I had never heard of it, but I looked it up. It's on Apple Music, and there's quite a few other songs on there as well by The Tubes. So, again, you guys may have heard of them, but I never had. I just had to get this album because it looked cool, and this song was kind of interesting. So, once again, from the self-titled album The Tubes, here is White Punks on Dope. We'll be right back. I think I'm going to cut it right there because this song just seems to keep going on and on. But not that it was a bad song. Again, that was White Punks on Dope by The Tubes. All right, this next one is very much in the same vein as The Tubes song we just heard. It's an album I picked up just for a few bucks out of the dollar bin. And I had never heard of it before. It's a band called April Wine. And the album is called First Glance. And after looking around the internet, I have actually heard of April Wine. At least I've heard a song or two of theirs. But I had trouble finding this album on iTunes. So I put it on, and the first song, Get Ready for Love, seemed kind of cool. So I thought I'd play it for you guys right now. So here we go. From the April Wine album, First Glance, here is Get Ready for Love.
You know I'm not in no hurry, and you're not wasting my time. I guess on second listen, that song wasn't as great as I remember it. But once again, that was Get Ready for Love by April Wine from their album First Glance. We're going to do one more song here before we go. And I really hope you guys have had a lot of fun doing this. If you have, let me know and I'll do another one. I've got tons of records down here that I could make future episodes like this out of. So if it's something you want more of, just let me know and I will totally do it. But we're going out on another Just Because song. It's a great song. Most of you probably already know it. Also from the Beatles' Abbey Road album, here is Oh Darling.
Oh darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you I'll never do you no harm. Oh, darling, if you leave me, I'll never make it alone. Believe me when I beg you, don't ever leave me alone.
All right, everyone, and I think that's going to do it for this special episode of Canned Air. But let me know if you like this, if there's songs you wish you would have heard, whatever. Just give me your opinions on it. I'd love to hear them. If it's something you guys like, I'll do more in the future. But please stay safe out there and clean. And when it is safe to go back out into society, be sure to stop into your record stores. You know, maybe we aren't able to go out on April 18th this year, but maybe we can set our own record store days with our friends and just go out later, because we need to support this industry to keep it alive. And I'm sure they're all taking a huge hit with all the quarantine and the shutdown of the economy we've been dealing with. So I'm not going to preach on it. You know, get out there, support the record stores, and let me know what you thought of the episode. And don't forget to go to cannedairpodcast.com, where you can check out past episodes, see some of our videos, and you can contact us if you want to right there on the contact page. You can find us on Twitter at cannedairpod and on Instagram at canned_air. And if you like what we're doing, once again, head over to patreon.com/cannedairpod. where for $5 a month, you can show your support and get access to the Canned Air Patreon pod, a show that you can only get as a paid patron. You can also give us a call at 614-254-3332. You leave us a text message or a voicemail saying anything you want, hi, or ideas for the show. We'd love to hear from you. And another reminder, don't forget to listen to us on RedlineRadioLLC.com. We are on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the morning, and we're also on a Facebook stream that happens during the day. I'm not sure exactly what time that is. I need to figure that out. But yeah, RedlineRadioLLC.com. Your boys are syndicated. And I think that's going to do it for this episode. I can't think of anything else I need to say. So once again, stay safe, stay healthy, and happy Record Store Day to all of you.
Pass Moto, sponsored by Moto America, is the show that keeps you up to speed on the latest in motorcycling and brings the biggest names in motorcycle racing right to you. From candid interviews with the top names in racing to providing insights into the trends and trendsetters driving the motorcycle industry, we have you covered. New episodes are available every Thursday at pitpassmoto.com and on your favorite podcast app. Ride on!